ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. وبعد، يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن: ثم أورثنا الكتاب الذين اصطفينا من عبادنا فمنهم ظالم لنفسه ومنهم مقتصد ومنهم سابق بالخيرات بإذن الله. الله سبحانه وتعالى said in the Quran, after that we inherited the book, indeed the Quran, to the people we choose. The people Allah choose is the best of mankind, is the Muslim, the one who obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثُمَّ أَوْرَثْنَا الْكِتَابَ الَّذِينَ اصْطَفَيْنَا مِنْ عِبَادِنَا. From the people we choose, we gave him the book, we gave him the Qur'an. But they went to three categories. The first one, then people, they deviate. They don't go according to the Quran and to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam tradition. They deviate. They did some evil thing and they did some good thing. Then people like below the 50 degrees. Then they oppress themselves like most of us. They don't go according to what Allah wants. فَمِنْهُمْ ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ. That means they oppress themselves. The oppressor. فَمِنْهُمْ ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ وَمِنْهُمْ مُقْتَصِدٌ. مُقْتَصِدٌ, that means they are just doing what required, what they have to do. What we have to do as a Muslim, at least five pillars. The Islam is five pillars, five foundations. First one is to testify that there is no God but Allah. And Muhammad, and Abraham, Isaac, Moses, Jesus, they're all prophets. I'm not a Muslim if I don't believe in all the prophets. And their books too. We have to believe in that. Five pillars, we have to believe in that. But what happened? My name is Musa. Musa's name mentioned in the Quran is about over 73 times. We have to believe in Musa, alayhi salam. I'm not a Muslim if I don't believe in Musa. Abraham, Isaac, Ishmael, all of them, we do not distinguish between the prophets. We have to believe in all of them. We have to believe in the prophet and their books too. What happened is been tampering with their books. The only thing, the only book is not been tampered with is the Quran. The Quran is well intact and Allah vowed to protect it until the judgment day. We have to believe in that. First one, to testify that there is no God, no deity, no one else besides Allah. Except Allah. Allah is one, the only one. He is not, nor is he begotten, the eternal, the absolute, there is none like him. We as a Muslim, we have to know who is Allah is, how powerful he is. He can hear, he can listen. How powerful, we have to know who is Allah is. One of the verses in the Quran mention about his chair. Allah is, as a Muslim, we believe Allah is a rose over the throne. In a manner suit His Majesty. There is a throne for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and also there is a chair. That chair is Ayat al-Kursi. They call it Ayat al-Kursi. Most of you memorize it. وَسِعَ كُرْسِيُّهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. His chair is extending the heaven and the earth. Just the chair. And to compare between the chair and the throne, like you take a little tiny chain, you throw it in the desert. It's no comparison. How big Allah is. He rose over the throne in a manner suits His majesty. Why we ask that question now? Where is Allah? You gotta say He's everywhere. Allah is not everywhere. It's Allah is everywhere. He's in my stomach. He's in the bathroom. He's under, you sitting on Him. Allah is not everywhere. As a Muslim, we have to know that. With the story, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is one of his companions, he has a shepherd. She is less than 12 years old. The wolf came and took one of her sheep. And her master beat her up. And he felt so bad about that. He felt so bad. Then he went to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he told the Prophet, that's what happened. He said, bring her over. You see, you know what the first question was directed to her from the Prophet? She's less than 12 years old. Left. And she is a slave too. You know what the first question was? You know that, Omar?
Where is Allah?
What?
Where is Allah?
Yes, where is Allah? We have to know where is Allah. Most of us, we know Allah is in everywhere. You know, yesterday I was at some group and I asked him and they said Allah is everywhere. You know, when you say that, you have no knowledge of Islam. The first question asked them, where is Allah? Allah has a hand in the Quran. Said, you know the Jew? Disgrace Allah too. They said Allah is chief, His hand is tight. قالت اليهود يد الله مغلولة. Allah is chief, His hand is too tight. Then Allah answered them, He said, no, both hands was, you just give as much as you get, you want. He has two hands. Allah has two hands. Allah has fingers. He can hear. He can do whatever He wants to do. We have to know this about Allah. You know, if you commit a sin, which all of us do, you have to know. Allah forgive everything. But you have to go to Him and ask Him directly. You don't come to me and confess. You go to Allah. Maybe I'm more sinner than you are. You have to go to Him during the night. Pray 5 times a day. If you don't pray 5 times a day, most of us, we don't get up in the morning, pray the morning prayer. If you do not get up in the morning prayer, what happened? Next, what happened? He's in the minute. Stand up. What is that? If you do not get up for the morning prayer, what will happen?
An angel will get a rock.
That's on the judgment day. That before you recompense, before you go to hell or to paradise. Just one. You missed it in the morning. I want to ask a question. You know how many people, Muslim people around the world? More than 1 billion. If we go according to Allah wants, and we do the prayer in time, we'll be in better shape than we are in now. Prayer. The first one, the second one is stop the prayer. First one to testify that there is no God but Allah. One has 99 names, which we know Allah has 99 names, maybe more than that, which we do not know. Allah has 100 names more than that. That's about Allah. Second one to pray 5 times a day. We have to know the wudu. If you don't know the wudu, the ablution, go to the bathroom and clean yourself and make a wudu. If you go to the bathroom and make a proper wudu, just the wudu, ablution, the way Allah wants you, the proper one, and you say after the wudu, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم اجعلني من التوابين واجعلني من المتطهرين. Allah will forgive all your sins. How many gates to paradise? Do you know?
Eight
gates. They open for you when you say that. What do you say? أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. I bear witness that there is no God but one. And Muhammad is His slave and messenger. We don't worship Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muhammad is a slave of Allah. Just like me and you, the difference between you and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has a message to convey to the people. That's all. If you go and make a proper wudu, and you say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, I bear witness, this is important, I bear witness that there is no God, no deity but Allah. Oh Allah, make me from them people, those who repent, repentance people. The repentance people, that means you do sin, you commit a sin, then you go back to Allah. And ask Him for forgiveness, Allah will forgive you. Fear Allah wherever you are. Wherever you are. Follow a bad deed with a good one. Will wipe it out. Oh Allah, make me from those who repent. Repentance. The people who repent. They ask in Allah for forgiveness. أَجْعَلْنِي مِنَ التَّوَّابِينَ وَمِنَ الْمُتَطَهِّرِينَ. Also, make me from those who purify. Purify. That means clean up yourself. Always to be clean. And clean up the heart and your body too. اللهم اجعلني من التوابين واجعلني من المتطهرين. Then the eighth gate will open and invite you to go in. See how easy? Just a wudu. Just a wudu. And say this hadith and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The eighth gate will open and invite you. And on top of that, if you pray two rak'ahs, just two rak'ahs, without thinking, concentrate on them. Don't think about a materialistic thing. And concentrate on the two rak'ahs. You know what will happen? Allah will forgive all your sins. Does it matter? Allah will forgive all your sins. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم اجعلني من التوابين واجعلني من المتطهرين. See how easy is that? Allah will forgive all your sin and will answer your. See, man, wrap me up. Yeah. I'm looking at woman. You know, looking at women, this is a big step. فَيَطْمَعَ الَّذِي فِي قَلْبِهِ مَرَضٌ. You know, look at women. Of course, the woman, before I answer that, the woman, they're supposed to cover their face, their hair, everything, just like a bra. The woman's supposed to be. In Islamically, the woman supposed to be look dark. You don't recognize the woman. Of course, if you go in the hallway and there is a woman coming, you have no choice. You gotta look at her. But to look at her, to look at woman, even though you're not supposed to. That, if you look at the woman, like just an arrow hit the heart, your heart. Just an arrow and hit your heart. You're not supposed to look at the woman. But at the same time, woman supposed to dress like according to Islam. And that's a sickness. To look at the woman, you're not supposed to. If you look at the woman, what's going to happen? You're going to be more excited. You're going to have more problems. You're disobeying Allah. But if you turn your face back to some, different, you don't have to look at, then Allah will replace your heart with a belief. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, don't follow the first sight, a second one, and so on. You don't do that. What else?
What is beauty?
Fatima? Fatima. Someone asked him, Fatima, why she was the best woman Allah created. The Prophet is the best man Allah created. Who cannot question that? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Fatima, because she is from the Prophet's spirit. She is from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She is discharged from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's why she is the best woman. And imagine the Prophet died. and the prophet Jeremy, they are, you know, we respect them, but Allah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he chose his family. His family was good, but Allah chose Fatima to be the best. And she is on the judgment day, she will be the master of women and in paradise. And Hassan and Hussein, they're going to be the master in paradise too. Hassan and Hussein. We love Hassan and Hussein. We love the Prophet family. That's why. Also, Khadija. Also, Pharaoh's wife. You know Pharaoh? Pharaoh is the tyrant, arrogant man. Almost Allah forbid. We have so many arrogant people like Pharaoh now. Yeah, we do. Believe me, we do. All over the place. All over the place. We have an arrogant people, tyrant, filster, whatever. Just call them whatever you want to do. They kind of people left and right. All over the place. Put them in jail, prison them, without anything. We have it. His wife is also on the top. Pharaoh's wife. On the other hand, Noah, his wife, Ambal, Ruth, his wife was a mushrik. She's not a believer. وضرب الله مثلا للذين آمنوا امرأة نوح وامرأة لوط كانتا تحت عبدين من عبادنا صالحين. They were two prophets, but their wife, they were a mushrik. They were going to be in hellfire. Anyone who doesn't believe in Allah, Allah is one, is the only one. No associate, no partner with him. Anyone who does that, doesn't matter. We have the uncle, the prophet's uncle, Tabbat yada Abi Lahabin Watab. He's going to be in hell. It's in a verse in the Quran. That's why Fatima, radiallahu anha, she is going to be on the top of the woman. They want to memorize the Quran, which all of us, we should do. Quran is not only to read. Quran can cure you, believe me. Quran can cure you, you won't believe it. If I tell you, if you have a disease, it doesn't matter what kind of disease, and you read Quran, and you sincere that it can be cured. It's any kind of disease. Imagine AIDS. Now AIDS spreading. Why is AIDS spreading? Because if you look at the woman, you follow the woman, you committed illegal sexual intercourse, and you're going to have a problem. That's why this society or other society, we have a lot of AIDS. You know how many people are injected with AIDS? Anyone knows? 40 million people. More than 40 million people. There is villages down in Africa, they've been demolished because of the AIDS. Why is that? Married. Get married. Islamically, get married. And okay, if you want to memorize the Quran, first thing to do is do anything you want to do. In this life, the first thing you're going to do in this life is to depend on Allah. Dedicate yourself totally to Allah. To depend on Allah in everything you want to do, if you want to succeed. Depend on Allah. Not enough. This man, his man, the president, the chief police, they cannot do anything to you. They cannot do anything to you. Allah causes that. Allah gives life. You know, you think if I want to go there and someone I committed the things and sin, whatever, they're going to take my life. Only my time comes. They're going to do that. They're going to do that. It's everything in Allah's hand. Allah, I mentioned in the beginning, Allah to end. Everything in Allah's hand. They're going to hurt you. Believe me. If you depend on Allah totally. You know what Ibn Abbas, the Prophet said, if the heaven and the earth came on the top of you chest and you sincere and you depend on Allah, Allah will find your way. Then you totally depend on Allah. Totally. Paul, the prophet, Allah said to the prophet, Allah said in the Quran, Paul, Inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. La sharika lah, wa bidalika umirtu wa ana awwalul muslimin. O Muhammad, tell them, It's in the book of the Quran. Salam, my prayer, my supplication, my asking Allah, my prayer, dua, whatever you want, it goes directly to Allah. You cannot ascribe anyone prayer. But in the salat, everything, that's not just a prayer only. Your invocation, you need God's deen. You know what Musa alayhi salam, he asked Allah. You know, Musa, we talk about when we say Musa, means Moses. Musa alayhi salam, you know what he said? Yes, Allah, I need God's deen from you, but I'm so shy to ask you. You know what he said? Allah answered him, he said, ask me even the salt to your food. A shoelace. You want the shoelace? Ask me. Ask Allah. Allah is not like me. If you come to me and ask me, you want $5, I give it to you. Second time, I give it to you. Then I'm going to ignore you and I'm going to disappoint you. Allah is not like that. Allah, if you don't ask him, he would get mad. Allah would give victory. But to whom? To the pious people. To depend on him. You do everything for him. Dedicate your life for him. Why is the Sahaba, the Prophet companion, they conquered the Roman Empire and the Persian Empire? Why is that? Because they were pious. During the night, everyone would ask you to sleep about 10 hours now, maybe more than that. But the night is now shorter. They used to, the Sahaba, the Prophet companion, they used to, during the night, read the Quran and pray. All the night. And the daytime fighting their enemies. They conquered the Roman Empire and the Persian Empire. When Umar, radiallahu anhu, he was the Khalifa, he sent about 4,000 people to conquer Egypt with 2 million people there. 2 million. Roman Empire and the Turks were the Christian there. 2 million. He sent about 4,000. Then Umar ibn al-As, radiallahu anhu, one of the Prophet companions, he asked if we need more army. Then he sent him 2 men. He said, Al-Qa'qa with 3,000, equal to 3,000. 1 man. Why is that? You think he saw Allah from here to the start? No. He has something in his heart. You can do, Allah will help you. He said, a man, just 1 man, he said, this Al-Qa'qa with 3,000. Another man with 1,000. Depends on the belief. You depend on Allah totally. Allah will put you down. Believe me. You have to depend on Allah. Totally depend on Allah. Nothing. I cannot help you. He cannot help you. What am I? What is the question? I go around. How to memorize Quran? Back to the subject. Memorize the Quran. You cannot abstain to totally depend on Allah. This is the first one. Depend on Allah and ask Him. Ask Him. That's not all. Then you have to work. To sit down at your home and you say, oh Allah, provide me with a provision or whatever you want. He's not going to do that. You're going to depend on Him and do some work. You have to do that. This is the one. Depend on Allah and you have to work. And the most important thing is in this religion, the Quran and the Prophet. And about Islam, to be faithful. Abstain everything. Like, you know, the mention of the first question was how to look at women. Same thing applies to the woman. To look at men too. Abstain everything as much as you can. Then you will memorize the Quran. Believe me. If you are abstain, you depend on Allah. And totally depend on Allah. And abstain everything evil. Everything bad. And you know the halal and haram. And you do all that, Allah will help you and memorize it too. But you gotta start. But 5 verses in the Quran, start with a short surah, and go on. Then go on, 5, then 5, then 5. Allah will help you, believe me. Everything is in Allah's hand, as I mentioned, and Allah will help you when you depend on Him. Hijab is, to me, the woman must cover her body. It's not like to wear a blue jean and something on the top of her head. That's not a hijab. That's not a hijab. To wear something and everyone gets showing, that's not a hijab. To put something on the top of her head, that's not a hijab. Hijab is to cover your body from them evil eyes we have. We have world people around. We are. That's the hijab. Hijab is to cover up. That's what, according to my knowledge and according to Islam, you must cover all your body and above the face too. Islamically, that's the way. You're going to be like a crow, like a black bird. You're not to be recognized if you walk in the street. But to put some blouse on and some stuff like it, you know, everything is showing. That's not a hijab, to be honest with you. That's not a hijab. Or your hair is showing, or your chest is showing, or your leg is showing. That's not a hijab. You have to cover all the body according to Islam. That's the way it should be. The question, the plot of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he loves, which one he loves more, Khadija or Aisha? Who? Khadija?
Aisha,
Khadija? He loves Khadija when she was alive and after her death. And also he loves Aisha. In a both women. Khadija, there is a quarrel between the ulama about who is going to preside in paradise, Khadija or Fatima. But Aisha also, they ask him once, which one you love more in your life, the best man or woman you love? He said, Aisha. Aisha, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to love Aisha because the only virgin woman the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam married. He married Khadija, she was 40 years old. And he was 25 years old. Then people accused the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of something. She was 40 years old and he was 25 years. And he stayed with her, never got married. While she was alive. That's the only woman. But, you know, Khadija and Aisha, there is a quarrel. Maybe it said there is a Khadija, some said it's Aisha. But he used to love them both and all his wife and all the people around them. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's what we love. No? Yeah, the question, the Prophet wanted to divorce Hafsa, or he planned now to divorce in Hafsa. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his wife is a human being. The Prophet is something else. The Prophet is holy. The wife, they used to quarrel with the Prophet. Sometimes, they used to argue with the Prophet, they would talk with him even. You know, he's the Prophet. The best man Allah gave. They used to quarrel with him, like I quarrel with my wife sometimes. Same thing, he is the Prophet. Sometimes they ask him, because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to have it 3 months going, 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, no cooking at his house at all. What do you expect from a woman? She's living in a house with no food for 3 months. No cooking, they don't cook 3 months. Now my wife, if I don't take her food for 2 weeks, you know what she's going to do? What? It's 3 months. 3 months. No food within the Prophet's house. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They ask her, how you used to live? He said, and the summer, the day, and the water. But, you know, the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they used to give him gifts, and he used to eat. That's why they complained to the Prophet once. Then Allah gave them a choice. It's in the Quran. He can tell your wife, if you want this world, you want to take this life world and use money in this world, okay, go there and I will divorce you. All of you, all of them, he gave him a choice. Including Aisha, include all his wives. He gave him a choice. You want the amusement in this world, right? Go ahead, I will divorce you. Then he gave him like a time limit. Then he came back and they accused the Prophet of Allah. They were complaining. It's true. That's happened. Same thing, to Amr's wife. You know, wife is always complaining. I'm not saying, men too. Sometimes the man drives her crazy. And a woman, sometimes, look at my gray hair. You know, depends. Right? Sometimes the woman drives her crazy. Sometimes you drive the woman crazy. They're different. But as a Muslim, you got a tie. You cannot take your right. In this life, you cannot take your right at all. Your privilege, you cannot take it. But you get a salary. And the judgment day, listen to this. And the judgment day allows it. Just take it easy on the And the judgment day, Allah will send them people, their reward gonna be from me, let them get up and go to paradise without any recompensing, without any charge. Free! Go to paradise. Then the angels ask, who are they? You know what? You know who are they? You want to be one of them? The one who used to tolerate, he consolidated. Forgive. If you do not kind of forgive your wife, if you're not going to give your husband, your brother, your son, your neighbor, what are you? As a Muslim, you have a good heart. Then people, they're going to go to hellfire. You try to save him as much as you can. That's what. What's the question?
What is it?
Now, what is it then?
We finished our time.
Okay. About spending. And about stingy, something like that. You know, in Islam, we are the best ummah, Allah created, in the mirror. You're not supposed to be like a thrifty, like you think you buy whatever you want, even in eating. You know what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said? Listen to this hadith. He said, the worst thing you can fill up is your stomach. We eat. You know how much American people they spend on obesity? What is it? Obesity? You know how much they spend? By the 300, 400 billion a year. Why? Because they eat. And they eat. Islamically, you can eat. Islamically, you can eat. You don't have to fill up your stomach all the way. The Prophet ﷺ said, the worst thing you can do is filling up your stomach to the top. But if you want to do it, one third of your stomach for the food, one for the water, and the other third is for to breathe. We're not saying not to eat, because if you're not going to eat, you're going to get sick. You have to eat, but not too much. Same thing applies to this life. If we go on to imitate everyone, mimicking everyone, like I, my neighbor bought or whatever, a TV for a couple of thousand, or refrigerator was so, and a nice car. I've got to mimic in them and buy them. This is no good. You know, what do you need? You have to spend it. You have no choice in it.
Okay, so what we'll do now is open the questions to the floor. So anyone has any questions, just raise your hand and you can try to answer it. Any questions? General questions?
Your question. Okay, let's be on the sport. He's asking something about the sport. You know, I'm 65 years old. You know how many miles I got? You won't believe it. You're gonna be shocked. 6, 7, 8 miles, something. Fasting too. I fast 2 days a week. 2 days. Monday and Thursday. While I'm fasting, I go jog 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 miles. During the time now. If you want to do it, you can do it. Sport is not against Islam. You have to be strong. While I'm doing that, you If you, the strongest is Allah loves more. To be strong. Strong in belief, strong in the body, to do that is better. You know, Islam is not against this world. Not at all. But, like at a prayer time came and you are playing soccer or in whatever, and you neglect the prayer and you continue to do that. No, that's not acceptable. That's not acceptable. What you have to do, just do whatever you want to do. It's for you to do whatever you want to do. Choose. Whatever is good for you, is good for you. Running, jogging, go to, with 10 or a dozen places. It's not against that. Do whatever you want to do. But to be strong. When the time, prayer time comes, you're going to run. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he asked Aisha, what he used to do at the house? He said, everything. But when the prayer time comes, he used to run. That's the vision. What is it here tomorrow? Listen to music. That's a problem. Just like looking in a moment. Listen to music. Just like, you know, the shaitan, the devil, beep with urinate in your ears when you listen to that. It's bad. And also affected the heart. You know, if we have a good heart, we have no problem. But we don't have that. How would that happen? Listening to the music, looking at the woman, talking foolishly. That's a problem. Listening to music is not Islamically. Ibn Umar, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam first, he passed by a man. He was doing some instrument, a musician, something. You know what the Prophet did? He put his hand like this in his ear. And then he passed. Same thing, one of the Prophet companions, he did the same thing. He did the same thing. He put his finger into his ear. You're not supposed to. Because that's a way, listening to our music, the way it would take you to commit it an adultery. Believe me. You, as a Muslim, you don't. You know, if the Quran. Reading the Quran. Listen to the Quran. Why not? You get reward if you read the Quran. Cure you. Cure your heart. Everything. Cure everything. It's not just reading the Quran to memorize it. The meaning, as I mentioned it before, the Quran is a cure. It cured the Fatiha. It cured a man with a snake bite. Believe it or not. A snake bite. He read the Fatiha and he put his hand and he said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawm al-Din, Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين انعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين امين. You know what happened? He was cured. He wasn't a Muslim. But the way he did that, he was a Muslim. I have the story about a man, he had an aide, he came to the United States or European country, whatever, and he went back to Saudi Arabia with aid. He went there and he was asking Allah, then he was cured. But this is not a reliable story. But that will happen. Anything, you read the Quran, you believe in it, because Allah said in the Quran, Allah said in the Quran is a cure. Not only a cure, peace of mind. When you read the Quran, you have a peace of mind. Cure. At the same time, on the top of that, you get reward. Each letter you get, how many hasanat you get? How many?
Ten.
That's what Allah will give when you do a good. What they did, Allah will give you, he had the choice, your choice. Allah will give you first, Ashar Hasanat. Sometimes he multiplied by 10. Sometimes he multiplied by 700, up to 700. And there is something without any limit from Allah. Allah is generous. You can do that. Instead of listening to our music, listen to the Quran, read the Quran, learn something. There are people, a lot of people around us, they think they are Muslim, they are not. Believe me, they don't have fire. You know, we are have a lot of shirk, I don't touch on that. You know, Allah will tolerate everything. Allah will forgive everything. Forgive everything except one thing. What is it? Shirk. Shirk means to associate partner with him. With Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you have a hijab, what they call it here, to protect you. If you hang anything in your car to protect you, that's a shirk. If you go to the grave and ask him, invoke Allah about whatever you want to the grave is going to do anything to you. I cannot do anything to you. Only Allah can do that. A lot of people from among us, they don't know anything about that. You know, they go there, they don't go to the mosque, they don't know how to pray, they don't know how to make wudu. And instead of doing that, listen to the music, go there and teach them. We're not asking much, just learn. The first word revealed to the Prophet, what is it? Anyone knows? The first word, what is it? Iqra. What Iqra mean?
Read.
Knowledge. Get knowledge. There is another verse in the Quran. فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. Before you start praying, before you believe in Allah, before you do that, فَعْلَمْ. فَعْلَمْ means get, obtain knowledge. Then you do that. If you have no knowledge, how are you going to worship Allah? First, you learn. How do you learn? From the Quran. We have the Quran, we have the Prophet tradition, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then that instead of wasting your time, listen to the music. Muslims listen to the music. Or a girl or a woman listen to the music. We don't have that. You don't have that. Muslim reading the Quran, dedicate all his life to Allah. All his life. Everything. Even your breath, your sleep, everything to Allah. And now you can go back and forth and do whatever you want to do. What about the judgment day? When Allah gonna put you in front of him and ask you about your sin, what did you do that? Oh Allah, I don't know that. Allah will tolerate that. He wants you to know. You go to the university and you get your degree, spend 10 years, sometimes 7 years. We're not against that. Not at all. Get whatever you want to do. Get a PhD, and if there is more than PhD, you attain that. Not against that. But the thing, you know about Islam, you have to learn it. Five compulsory, the ordained one, the five pillars, you have to do that. If you don't do that, Allah will ask you about it. And the judgment day. How are you going to pass the Sirat and the Hellfire? How are you going to do that? Depends on your deed. If your deed is good, don't depend on that. But if your deed is bad, what are you going to do? Oh Allah, send me back. It's a verse in the Quran. Oh Allah, send me back. Why do you want to send you back? That was too late. It's too late. A Muslim woman or a man, they don't listen to the music. They read Quran. They read Quran. They obtain knowledge. That's what it is.
Any questions from the floor?
There is no question. I will ask a question. Ma'am. Yes. The non-believer, according to Islam, look at the question. He said that on the judgment day, the non-believer, not only the non-believer, the bad Muslim too. Allah said, غير المغضوب عليهم. You know, you read the Fatiha every day, how many times? About 20 times. المغضوب عليهم. Allah غضب عليهم. Allah cursed them. You know what? Who are they? The Jew. Allah cursed the Jew. According to the Quran, Allah made him swine and pigs. It's in the Quran. المغضوب عليه. Allah cursed him, cursed the Jew. While they were, during one time, the best people Allah created. But when they deviated, Allah made them, descend them to a monkey and a swine. And a pig. المغضوب عليه. Allah cursed him. Al-Zalim, the people who went astray, the Christian. The Christian, they went astray. They worshiping Allah. They are. And they are sincere, but they are not right there. If you want to worship Allah, you have to follow two things. The first one is to be sincere. Sincerity. Sincere. From your heart. Allah will accept 99.9. He wants 100. That's go to Him. When you do a good work, good deed, you have to do it 100% for the sake of Allah, for the cause of Allah. Sincerity. A second one, to go according to what Allah wants. For example, if I make a wudu, I'm supposed to face Kaaba, Mecca, right? If I face a different direction, my prayer is not accepted. If I make a wudu, I don't wash my right hand, my hand is not accepted. You go to according to what Allah wants. Do that. Sincerity and accordingly. Sincere, 100%, and according to what Allah and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Any more questions?
I think now we can go.